The sex scandal of former CIA Director David Petraeus has rocked both the military and intelligence communities. And joining us live, Dr. Art Kaplan, an ethicist at NYU's Langone Medical Center. By the way, Art, hope you've got the power back there at Langone now after that terrible storm. Hope everything has returned to normal for you and the patients who were there.
Not yet. Still knocked out in terms of the hospitals. Going to take a few more weeks to get back on our feet.
Isn't that just amazing? Well, our thoughts and prayers remain with you on that. All right, we're looking at a situation here again. You know, the person who was looked up to by so many people, especially those people who served in the military, and let them down. What can we learn from this?
Well, one of the things I think is interesting here is when you think about ethics, we often think about consequences. What makes something right or wrong is, you know, what's the outcome of what you do. But that isn't the whole story, and this is a stark reminder. Part of what makes things right and wrong is virtue. Do we have integrity? Do we have honor? Are we a leader? We saw a little bit in the Penn State situation when people were disappointed in the actions of the leadership there. You can't trust people who don't have virtue. And what this terrible scandal reveals is a failure of virtue. You can't really say, I'm going to follow that leader unless you think this guy's trustworthy, this person is really going to be honest, this person has the virtues that I can admire. And I think that's why we're all so bitterly disappointed in what happened here.
It is disappointing, and not to say that anybody in the military or intelligence communities condones what has taken place, but many do understand the unique situation of being so isolated and so alone as some of these high-ranking military leaders are.
I think that's true, and the circumstances are tough and they're challenging, but aside from issues around putting yourself in a compromising situation or being able to be exploited to the advantage of your enemies if they think they can somehow take advantage or compromise you because of what you've done in relationships with others or whatever it may be, you have to come back to the idea that a leader in the military, and particularly in the intelligence community, is going to show good judgment, is going to show us, as I said, a kind of range of virtues. There's also the problem of hypocrisy. You know, you're telling the lower level folks, this is how you got to live, this is how you got to behave, these are your priorities, you got to face those challenges, and then you don't exhibit it yourself.
Is that maybe the biggest part of this thing? Because you look at it, we're all flawed human beings. We all make mistakes. But most of us don't go around talking about things as General Petraeus did, which is character is a measure of what you do when no one's watching.
I think it is, to me, it's the worst aspect of the whole thing, at least that we've heard about so far. You know, you got adults, they can work out relationships in their own marriages. We all understand that people are flawed and they will fail, but when you're in that leadership role, you've got to set the moral tone. You're telling others, this is not only my code of conduct and how I live, this is what I want from the entire institution. This is what I want from, if you will, the professionals that are in the military or the intelligence community. You have to live up to it. You're the paragon. You're setting the stage. And when you fail, you not only fail yourself, you fail all those, if you will, who are under you, who are looking up to you and who you set expectations for. And that's really a bitter moral pill to swallow.
The whole thing has been just so surprising and so shocking. Dr. Kaplan, thanks so much for your input. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Dr. Art Kaplan is an ethicist at NYU Langone Medical Center.